Today is Saturday, January 11th, 2025. I'm AC Adams for ECNN News. Ryan James Lindsay of Norfolk already faces charges for the death penalty for his alleged involvement in the murder of Cody Strafford in 2020. He has since picked up multiple charges from incidents in the Baxter County Detention Center. Lindsay now faces charges including two counts of possession of a weapon by an incarcerated person, first-degree criminal mischief, and two counts of impairing the operation of a vital public facility. The Randolph County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man from Pocahontas. On Friday, the Randolph County Sheriff's Office arrested 46-year-old Michael Roth. Roth has been charged with battery in the second degree, a Class B felony, possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Blood banks nationwide and in Arkansas are encouraging people to make blood donations this time of year and possibly save a life. Blood donations are used in cancer treatments for people who have been involved in vehicle crashes and people undergoing surgery. Aaron Goff with Our Blood Institute says they typically see a decrease in donations during the holidays.
People are busy. People have lives and travel and different things for the holidays to see family. It means that accidents typically are higher during this time of year and donations are down.
Seasonal illnesses, school breaks, and severe weather also contribute to decreases in donations. O negative is the universal blood type and can be used for anyone, but she adds, during the holidays, everyone who can donate should to help keep hospital shelves stocked. To find a blood drive near you, go to obi.org. The Randolph County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man on Friday. The Sheriff's Office reports the 22-year-old Steve Sperandio of Pocahontas on charges of reckless driving, violation of an interlock device, driving while intoxicated, his second offense, and refusal to submit to an intoxication test. With January's cold temperatures in Missouri and across the nation, it can pose risks for those with heart conditions. The American Heart Association has tips on staying heart healthy in the winter, including dressing warmly to reduce strain on your heart and avoiding overexertion during activities like shoveling snow. Dr. Ravi Jahar is a board member of the American Heart Association. He says snow shoveling is a leading cause of winter heart problems, especially for men in their 50s and 60s. He stresses cold weather constricts blood vessels, increasing the heart's demand for more blood during exertion.
So you have a combination of the body needing more blood to the heart and getting less flow through it because of the cold weather. And that, unfortunately, can lead to a heart attack. And it's one of the most common times that you do see a heart attack occurring is at that time of year.
Other winter tips from the American Heart Association include eating balanced meals with fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains, and limiting alcohol because it can make you feel warmer than what you are, raising the risk of hypothermia. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission will be hosting a qualified prescribed burner course January 16th and 17th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Mammoth Spring First Baptist Church. Any interested individuals can register on Facebook on the Private Lands Habitat Division's page or email Tyler Savage at tyler.savage@agfc.ar.gov. The course is for landowners interested in learning how to use prescribed fires on their property. It will cover various aspects of using prescribed fires, such as safety on the fire line, ignition techniques, and how weather affects prescribed fire, fire breaks, and fire as a management tool. There will be a live fire portion during the class, weather permitting, and a test at the end of the class. Lunch will be provided both days. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo, Dot, Google, smart speakers, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, never touch a down power line. Notify the electric companies if you see a line down. At eCommunications, we care.